This is Talk of Asian Marketing with a special emphasis on localized Chinese consumer behavior. Our website is ccc.qbook.tv, where you can find other audio and video episodes with photos, links, and information related to today's conversation. Subscribe to leave comments and access research episodes with applied topics and research reports. We've just gotten off of the subway, the MRT, and we're at Bishan, which is in the northern part of Singapore, outside the central downtown. As you can see, it's packed. This is quite normal for malls in Singapore. This is a Saturday night, and it's really, really busy. So it reminds me a lot of Japanese MRT stations and train stations, which just get really packed. But here in Singapore, they're not packed so much because they're train stations as much as they're all shopping malls. In Singapore, they don't really follow the department store method that they do in Japan and Taiwan and most of China, but rather shopping malls. Now, we're only here temporarily because we're on our way out to go to visit a setup for the New Year's, and that's the main purpose, so why don't we head out over there outside. Here I am with another episode of Talk of Asian Marketing, and today we're going somewhere different, and that is we're in Singapore. Specifically, we're in what's called the heartland. We're in the northern part of the city, outside of the downtown. This is where the majority of your regular citizens are going to live, and it's very, very Chinese. And we're about 2 weeks from the Lunar New Year, Chinese New Year, and we got a really big, bizarre kind of circus, carnival attitude, atmosphere set up here. And this is one of the biggest ones in Singapore at the Bishan interchange near a mall called Junction 8. So what I'd like to do is just walk through here, and you can see a lot of similarities here to especially Taiwan night markets and Chinese night markets and street markets. And it's very intense, a lot of things going on, and we're still 2 weeks away from Chinese New Year. So why don't we walk on through and take a look. So it's very typical in a Taiwan night market that we have games, and of course here we have a lot of games of chance, semi-skill games for the kids to play, and it looks a whole lot like an American carnival that's come to town, a very similar kind of atmosphere. Only in Taiwan you get this kind of thing all the time in night markets, and here in Singapore you do find it, but it really intensifies just before New Year. Now what's interesting as we go in, it's not, of course these rides and these kinds of things are commercial oriented. I mean you have to pay for tickets to get on them. Here's our ticket stand right here. What are our prices like? Our prices are, the H2O Walker is $6 per head. The Euro Bungee, $6 per head. $12 for $10, Singapore dollars. So, what are we talking about? $6, $6.60, $2.40, about $4 to $5 per ride. So not cheap, but I guess that would be on par with America. Singapore is not a cheap place to live, that's for sure. Now, as we come in, the thing I was talking about is you got the rides for the kids, you got the fun part. But where things begin to differ a lot is once you get inside, you've got a lot more retailing going on, even high-end kind of retailing. A lot of demonstrations going on, a lot of things mixed up and jumbled together. It's really quite surprising. Let's take a look around. Now, a vital part of night markets, of course, and these kinds of markets is food. And I think that's going to be true in festivals in America and Europe, but I think Chinese take it to a new level. And we have a lot of stalls empty. Like I said, we're still 2 weeks from New Year's, and it's my understanding that a lot of these stalls are rented out from retailers from China who had some difficulty getting their visas to get into Singapore. And so we're not exactly full yet, and I suspect that as Chinese New Year's comes, we're going to get full. Okay, of course, in these kinds of markets, as New Year's comes, you're going to have all your regular New Year's decorations and all your things you got to get ready in the house, all the things you got to hang up, all the lights. It's a lot like Christmas. You got to have your Christmas tree, your Christmas lights, all that stuff. And so all that's going to be on sale here. But of course, one of your big sellers are CDs and music and DVDs. Now, if we were in China, this would all be pirated, of course. If we're in Taiwan, probably it would all be pirated too. Here in Singapore, I'm not sure if it's all pirated. Probably not. They've cracked down pretty hard on this stuff here. Very typical of night markets are eating areas. So we have our plastic tables and plastic chairs over here, and people can buy from the stand, sit down, and eat. Of course, the stands all pay a rent, and then they share these kinds of areas. Usually in Taiwan, you'll just have a stand will set up its own chairs, its own little table where you can have a place to eat. So this is a little bit more organized than a lot of Taiwan night markets are, and we are inside under tents. But I think that's mainly because it's a big event and Singapore tends to have everything more organized in general. Now, here's something you won't find in a Taiwan night market very often, and that's a children's electric car racing area. Now, actually, you can find these at museums and places that have big parking lots. Usually, the people who are selling the cars will demo them, and so people will buy them for their kids. Here, we actually pay a ticket and it's just like a ride. It's a big area we have set aside for this, which I think is an interesting idea. Here's a sign you'll never see in China, no smoking. Singapore is pushing the no smoking. Get this sign, here we go. Here's our answer why we're having trouble from China, and that is due to unforeseen circumstances, weather conditions, I regret to inform that there will be a slight delay in the opening of all the stalls. So actually, probably this area with the cars is going to be taken over by stalls, and we've had bad weather. Anthony, is there some bad weather in China lately? Anthony's my cameraman today, and he just got in from Shanghai a couple weeks ago. He beat the bad weather, so lucky for you. But yeah, it looks like this will be much fuller. Maybe we'll come over just before New Year's. Chinese New Year's and see more of the detail. Okay, typical in a night market, a lot of people get confused about this. You actually have a lot of clothes in night markets. Here are kids' clothes, and of course during Chinese New Year's, a lot of clothes for the New Year's Day. These things will usually be worn just the single day of New Year's, maybe the day after, or when they go to visit their in-laws. And this is special this time because it's New Year's clothes, but it's any time during any holiday or any weekend or any normal day, always have clothes in the night market. So during New Year's, they just change them to be a little bit fancier, usually red, maybe red underwear is another popular one. But clothes in general are sold in night markets, and people get a good deal on them, including things like jeans and even jewelry and things like that. Very typical in street markets and night markets are a lot of phone accessories. Of course, you can find those in malls in America, but usually in places like China, you'll get them on the street. In Taiwan, you'll get them in night markets. And here, of course, we have them. These are all phone accessories over here. Cases and things like that, chargers for your iPods and your iPhones and all those things, your Nokia phones. And over here are your covers. These are your plastic screen covers. And in Singapore, you can buy them, and usually they'll put them on for you. In China, you can find these on almost any street corner, and they'll cut them to be the exact right size and put them on very professionally done at a very good price. And these are cute, all these New Year's clothes. Wow. Okay, so of course, your packaged food is another big seller, especially New Year's, because you can take it home with you when you have guests over. You have your break the packages open, a lot of the traditional kind of Chinese snacks. And of course, here's the zongzi. The zongzi is over here in these kind of collections, and there'll be rice and meat in the middle, usually steamed. And on New Year's time, you sell a lot of those. You see a lot of those, very traditional. Actually, they're quite good with a bottle of beer. Our packaged food, our snacks that we take home, our cookies and things like that. Hey,
yeah.
Want to try one, Anthony? You never had one before? It's all like shortening. Whoa, all over the camera. There you go. Yeah, crummy, right?
Is that good?
How
much?
This is 14. This is quite. So $14 for one container, and they're, what do you think? Crummy, right? Very breaking apart crummy. They're very popular in Singapore. You don't see them that much in Taiwan or China, but very popular in Singapore. Right over here, we have a big religious sales, and this will include ghost money for prayers and spirit money. And this is something a lot of people really kind of skip over when we talk about Chinese culture. Even in Singapore, we still have a lot of this going on. More popular than ever in Taiwan, all of this religious paraphernalia, big seller everywhere. Now here's where things start to get interesting in our Singapore visit, and that is we have a lot of mixture with our night market. If we look down the aisleway here, we can see that there's a restaurant at the end. It's called Beer Garden, and they have a big performance going on up on stage, and this reminds me a lot of Taiwan weddings, ceremonies where they get our dancers up on stage, get some smoke going there, and do a little bit of the sexy stuff there. And then right over here, we have a car exhibit where cars are being pushed for sale, and this is Fiat. And I've never seen this in Taiwan. That is bringing the car show floor to the market. Is that quite an interesting idea? But there you go. It's a nice looking car too, right? Of course, Singapore is a very small market, and you'd have to wonder how worthwhile this is, but I think in each car they make a lot of profit. It's quite expensive here. Lots and lots of snacks as always. And then right over here are our traditional New Year's decorations. Everybody's got to put these up on their doorways and inside their houses. Like I was saying about the clothes, here you go with your clothes for sale. And this is just very typical. This has nothing to do with New Year's. Very typical for night markets. And in the back, you have a little changing room. Can you see a little changing room there? Come on down here, Anthony. You can pull back there. You have a little curtain that pulls around for trying on your clothes. So you have the New Year's stuff, New Year's songs, very popular. They give me a headache, they repeat them so many times. But it seems like in Taiwan, China, Singapore, people never grow tired of the New Year's songs. So this is the bin, and the bin is a crucial part of Chinese retailing in general, and that is the inside-out retailing that adds to the zone-out feeling. You got to dig through this bin and find the kinds of deals you want, all these movies. And I would seriously be surprised if these were all legitimate copies. If we were in China, we could be guaranteed they were all somewhat illegal. What do we got here? 1, 4, 2, and 3, 4, 5 Sing dollars. That's not cheap. I think you get them a lot cheaper in China. In the market, we've got a lot of Chinese materials, a lot of Chinese vases and things like that. I think that's something a little bit surprising in Singapore, is that this kind of stuff in Taiwan and China is so normal, just so average, just so everywhere. In Singapore, because we have a very kind of westernized situation, it's not, and it's a city-state, it's a bit isolated. So this stuff is a little bit more special, and you get an opportunity to buy it, or they push it at these kinds of markets or New Year celebrations. At the same time, we come over here, we've got our auction going on. And these, again, are for Chinese kinds of materials, icons, and things like that. Things that actually in China would be very normal and mainstream. Here in Singapore, get a kind of special treatment because they're a little bit more rare, a little bit more hard to get a hold of. But yet the culture is fundamentally Chinese, and you can see our Mandarin in use. So I think a lot of foreigners come to Singapore and they miss a lot of these kinds of parts where this is so mainstream. These values run so deep. So we have our game area, we have our clothes, we have our food, we have a little bit of our Chinese materials. But then look over here, we've got more cars on exhibit again. Hello? We got more cars again on exhibit. And then back here we have a high-tech exhibit for Samsung and LG. A flat screen television. So we've really got a jumble of everything together. And it's really exciting and interesting. Of course, it has the excitement of a Taiwan night market. We've been to a couple of Taiwan night markets. We've been to some Chinese wet markets. And we encompass all of that. But this is even a little bit more interesting. It's so mixed up. We've got automobiles brought out. The showroom floor is here. We've got the televisions, which we would never see in Taiwan unless we were an electronics show. So the conclusion is that Singapore is a really exciting and interesting place. At its core, still a lot of Chinese values, a lot of Mandarin in use, a lot of things we would recognize in Taiwan. And yet at the same time, as New Year's gets closer, it seems as if there's more emphasis on doing things that are Chinese, grabbing a hold of those things more. Because during the year, things are a bit westernized and you might not get that kind of exposure. So I'm really excited to be here during the New Year's. It's very interesting. And hopefully we'll get a chance to come back here just before New Year's and see even more of what's going on.
This is Talk of Asian Marketing with a special emphasis on localized Chinese consumer behavior. Our website is ccc.qbook.tv, where you can find other audio and video episodes with photos, links, and information related to today's conversation. Subscribe to leave comments and access research episodes with applied topics and research reports.